Your angels are speaking to you. Do you hear them? Welcome to The Calling of Light with author and empathic spiritual tarot reader, Anne-Marie Odell. The Calling of Light offers direct, empathic insight and relatable spiritual topics, interviews with special spiritual guests, and straight talk call-in readings. Kick back and enjoy Freeform Spirit Tea with Anne-Marie, the way you like it best when you want to simplify. Here is your host, Anne-Marie Odell.
Welcome to The Calling of Light. My guest today is a dear friend. We have known each other almost 15, maybe longer, years. And her journey is so informative for my journey. She kind of gives me the kick in the butt to try to follow her principles and way of life in my own way. I would love to introduce you and have you describe your backdrop at this time. This is Bunny Sings Wolf, who is a musician, songwriter, and she writes her songs from dreams. Hey, Bunny. Explain to us what's in your backdrop there.
Well, when I met you years ago, I probably wouldn't have described myself this way because I was always made to feel inferior for it. But I'm a dreamer. That's my strong point. I've had dreams since childhood that have informed me and encouraged me. My secret imaginary friend was a big white elephant with fur and no trunk and cute curvy horns. Many years later, found out, oh, that's a buffalo. I'd never seen a bison before. So that's how I described him to my mother. But I'm a dreamer, and my dreams have brought me to here and now. And so that's the major informant of how I've gone through my life. But I'm a singer-songwriter, as you said. I'm a stone medicine healer, mentored from seven generations of women who use stones to bring people connection with the natural healing capacity our bodies all have in the natural world. I've designed websites. I've created ways of trying to share with people the natural world. And so that's what's brought me to here now.
And where is here, Bunny? Where is here, and where do you, and I know you live close to a very interesting spot.
Yeah, and you know, my dreams have brought me here by accident. I didn't even know why I was here, but I'm about 9 miles from Matotipala, the home of healing, home of bear in our Lakota language. And that has been made into a national monument several years after my family, great-great-grandfather, signed the 1868 treaty for the Black Hills, and they renamed it Devil's Tower.
and you had a funny blurb about that. That was Devil's Tower, but it was almost a compliment, if I remember you saying.
Well, it's a compliment in a Heyoka opposite way. A lot of our teaching in the past, the Heyokas were the clown. They'd always do things backwards. Sacred ceremonies, then they do it backwards. And people go, that's not the way to do that. And it would shock people and amaze them. And then they'd get focused on it. And that's a way of getting people's attention. And so even in the past, we knew how important impact is, to wake people up and look at it again and look at it a little deeper. And by having the name Devil's Tower, and of course we've all been programmed to believe that that's a scary thing, and so many lies have been told in the name of fear to keep us all imprisoned in that unity.
And still global. Are.
Yes, yeah. The world is united in fear right now, and that's why we're seeing so much horrific, terrible, nightmarish things happening. And so I'm honored to live close to a place called Devil's Tower because all the powers that be want to keep it named that forever or two because it might ruin the tourist industry. We get about 4 or 5 million people from all around the world visiting here. So my dream that I had 10 years ago brought me here by I was unconscious to why I was actually here. But come to find out, in our culture, it is the ancient tree of life that was chopped down in one of the many times when humanity has had huge wars and destroyed everything and so had to start over again. But this is a transitional time that's like no other. It's a cosmic transitional time.
So you know, I want to add something here. I was I was watching a YouTube on a Hopi man speaking about end of days. And he was talking about how it was foretold that the waters would heat up and the environment would fill with tornadoes and that the animals would begin to start to get back and start coming in towards the people and stuff. But the one thing he said was, let it happen. He says, I embrace the fact that the world will start over. I don't, you know, he was saying, I don't have, you know, the audacity to think that it's going to be more important if I'm here. But I do know that the earth cries out and she will throw everybody off and she will have a way to start over. And I thought, oh, wow. And he was talking about trees and the wisdom of trees and it's very cool. Anyway, Bunny, describe to me what your backdrop is, please. It's very interesting.
My backdrop.
The things on your backdrop. Your
back behind
me. Yes.
That's my helpers, my reminders. We have everything we need to heal, even through this time. All the prophecies are coming true. All the dreams are coming true, no matter what religion, culture, nation, skin color a person is, we've all been told the truth. It's just been covered over with all this mishmash to distract us from what's really saying. And so my backdrop is my personal truth. When I was a little kid, I had an imaginary friend. And then I was gifted all these beautiful flutes. They've been made for me one at a time and given to me.
All by different artists?
Same
by
artist.
Different artists?
Happened
the
to
same
meet him.
Artist?
Yeah, I happened to meet him at my powwow. I was invited to come and present to and perform and do a circle dance there. And his phone number had been given to me 3 weeks previous at a house party I was hired to sing at. This guy says, you've got to meet this guy because he can help you with your flutes because I had some other flutes that needed tuning. And 3 weeks later, there he is in Iowa.
Show the newest one. All of them have little birds and the newest one he made for you.
Yeah. There's lots of stories behind him. My dream.
Oh, it is beautiful.
But each is
gorgeous.
Totally this has
gorgeous.
Some embedded turquoise in it, and this one is the one that's made out of cedar.
Oh my god,
all of them have buffalo, white buffalo birds, but this one he said, and this was the last one he made it for me about 3 or 4 years ago, and he said this one is a running buffalo. He told me that before I got it, and then when I got it, his little tail sticking out, so he's running. And I thought, oh man,
I know that you can't. You said you can't get notes to come through Zoom. Could you just try? I'd just love to see if it does have a sound. It's so beautiful.
Well, when I got it, I thought, oh no, that means there's a lot more work to do because this is a running buffalo. All these other were standing.
And how true that was.
Yeah.
Nice. You're right.
It's
nothing. How strange that is. Oh, well
my computer
it's
died.
Just it's the frequencies are not being picked up on Zoom. And that little box, you said that box was created by who?
Oh, a lady who's done some beadwork for me, my regalia on my medicine bag, and made my moccasins for me. But the cool thing about the flute that my computer tech guy's son, they're both here working on my computer, why isn't this working? They tried everything. He said it's too resonant with the natural world for the computer algorithm
to comprehend.
And then since then, I've learned that AI is totally unable to understand that love resonance that connects the whole cosmos, that is the creative force. And if we find ourselves in a spiritual, loving, grateful place, you know, people are afraid of AI, they're afraid of the central banking system, all these technological things that are coming up to quite control us and keep us down and oppress us and take our liberties away. But the beautiful place in my life is to realize that if we are totally warriors for life, and most people, the thing we're most afraid of is life. So we don't really live it fully. And we hurt ourselves daily with all the stuff that's been programmed to us to believe this is good for you. Eat this, do that. You know.
Wait, we're so going to get to that in a minute.
Serious, yeah. We got to. That resonance is what's going to protect us from all these earth changes. We have the ability to live through this. So those of us who recognize that and take it real seriously, and I'm learning how to do that every day is the way to honor life and live in resonance with the natural world that the flute sounds represent. It's a whole nother dimension. It's like a quantum place.
Everything behind you is just beautiful.
Well, thank you.
Tell me about this new discovery in your life and how you're handling it.
Well, about 10 years ago, I had a dream about a world gathering around the tree of life, and that would create the impact to help humans awaken to this huge time of transition that has been prophesied by every religion and spiritual belief system known to man. And we are in that place. And I've told a number of people about it and said, why don't you do it? You have money, you have the opportunity. You have the contacts, you can bring enough people to circle that make this circle around the tree of life. And in my dream, it went viral. Everybody was watching on their phones and it was filmed and everybody cried when they saw it because it was we dedicated that tree of life, the International Natural Monument, to humanity's healing. And people from all nations were there in the circle, as well as watching on their phone from all corners of the earth, because everybody has a phone. So the last year and a half ago, I discovered in one of my dreams that the way to reach everybody on the planet, because everybody said, oh, yeah, that's a great idea, Bunny. When you do it, we'll be there.
But you and I,
wrong answer.
Both similar in age, come from the old hippie generation. And peace and love and gentleness and hugs and caring. That was what it was all about. But in this generation, it's very difficult to be that way without getting stepped on. Yeah. And it seems to me that even as my environment still seems to speak of peace and love and harmony, my inner self is starting to buck up. It's starting to feel a little more empowered, warrior-like, and it seems to be happening naturally. And in some parts of myself, I'm a little aghast at myself when I would probably have, you know, taken the peaceful way and find that I'm speaking up when I don't feel like I'm treated well. Ask my husband. You know, it's like you just realize at a certain point that certain behaviors are unacceptable. As a warrior, you cannot and will not stand, allow things to treat you anything more than how you right. feel inside. Tell me about being a warrior woman.
Well, it's learning that your yes can really mean yes, and yes with all the abandonment and abundance there is. And our no needs to mean no. And it takes strength to say no. I don't agree with that. I honor you for your opinion, and I love you for the opportunity for me to learn from your opinion. But we are all unique, beautiful gifts to life. I started building an app a year and a half ago, thinking that would be the way to reach humanity and actually have a chance of pulling this off. And in the process of that, I dreamed it was to be called Indigenous Healing, to teach people that we're all indigenous to soil. We all came from soil, we'll all return to soil. We're all spirit beings having a physical experience. We need to all know this, that we're one human family. And the app coaxings, I call them, this is not a coaching app, because all of us know we were born with this information in our hearts and in our inner knowing. We were brought here. We agreed to come to this planet for this time. But everything in the social economic system is there to make us to forget this information. So I'm not coaching, and I'm not charging any money for the app. Somehow I'm hanging on and helping it to go.
But you said that also in the process of your new life discovery, it kept crashing.
In my journey.
Anyway, about you.
In my journey, I realized I needed to change something inside of me. And in my research, I decided to change my diet, mostly being vegetarian and oriental kind of macrobiotic, really pretty much strictly macrobiotic. And I decided to go carnivore. And then about a month later, after being totally on just meat and water, I was diagnosed with cancer, three inch growth on one kidney. And I just rejoiced. I thought, there's my message. This is because I've been telling everybody in life and in my app and in my stone healing work that cancer is like the bad word. You know, it's a death sentence. You say, no. It's our attitude. It's our thought process. And it's the energy that we are that creates dis-ease or healing. And the body is just telling you, you need healing. This is just a big message. You need to change something. And so I thought, yay, I've got it. So now am I going to be scared to death like everybody else and just quietly going to death and have everybody feel sorry for me? Or am I going to do this as a warrior would and say, okay, let's get rid of this baby? So I told nobody that I had it, except for a medicine man I was working with. And he sent me some tinctures, you know, about a week and a half later. But by then, I already knew I was healing. I just knew I was. I took some supplements that I knew of, and I was already on this fantastic cleansing, healing, nutritious diet for a month. And within 3 weeks, it was gone. And that was the biggie for me to realize, you know, if I'm going to be teaching Indigenous healing in an app, I've got to really be a warrior for life, to in harmony with life, to prove to myself first and then to others that our personal life and our sovereignty is the most precious gift we have. And oh yeah, it takes some self-discipline. It takes a determined attitude, but that's what a warrior does. They keep focus on what's important, and life is the gift.
Are you having any emotional changes now that you're going into this all-meat diet? I mean, you know, vegetable diet, and Asians always say it's the diet of love and peace, but you don't feel aggression and things like that from eating all meat?
No, it's just made my mind really clear. I noticed that about the fourth day in. The brain fog, I didn't realize I had brain fog until I got on it.
So Bonnie, how does this chapter of your life sync with everything you believe in as a wise healer warrior woman?
Well, I looked at a picture of myself in my parents' lap when I was about a year and a half or two. Yeah, about a year and a half old. And I had this radiant confidence about me. I was looking at the camera like, watch out, world, here I come.
I wish I saw that picture.
Oh, yeah, I've got it posted in my introduction of the app in the app there. But what's really cool about it is I've been rediscovering what I'm here for. And it's to help to heal a heart, a nation, a world. And it's doable. We all have that capacity and that power, but we just don't know it yet. And of course, I can't do it by myself. I'm inviting everybody on the planet to join me, to become a wolf warrior, to become all the power that you were brought here to bring with love, to radiate on the planet, to quell down that fear, rock it back to sleep, and not pay any attention. You know, like a little kid who's screaming for attention, they're tired, they're hungry, and they're throwing themselves all over the place and everything. And I just tell people, take a warm blanket, say, no, 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 it's time for you to go to bed. And you rock it down to sleep. And you are the mom, you are the father, you are the grandmother. Take your power as the mom and the grandmother of your life. Rock that fear down to sleep. Put it to bed so you can focus on what you're here for, which is to bring world peace. And there wasn't a Martin Luther King or a John Lennon with the Imagine and all those flower people setting that, or Gandhi or any of those people, Mother Teresa. They set the foundation. They put the seed into our hearts and minds back in those days. But we need to take it the next step to sprout and grow. And that takes more than just knowing the idea and having the philosophy. It's time to learn the science behind it, that this is the new reality. This is the place we need to walk now and hold that love power as a loving, compassionate, wise parent of future generations and say, I'm not living in fear anymore. And the meat has given me that clear thinking and long vision. I'm in the daylight now as a wolf.
Om Times TV.
Hi, my name is Anne-Marie Odell, and thank you for inviting me in for tarot and coffee. I offer 37 plus years of accurate, honest tarot channeling. Spirit comes through me as a feeling, an inner knowing. I call it the angel frequency. As you say your first name, I close my eyes and shuffle my well-worn card as I go into a deep calm. By phone, Skype, or Zoom, contact me at thecallingoflight.com.
Imagine becoming a super influencer. Reinvent yourself, invest in your brand, and then manifest your success with a robust spheric approach. Om Times Media and Broadcasting offers a unique and multifaceted way to become the spiritual and conscious influencer you deserve to be by putting your message across our powerful platform with its proven record of integrity and excellence. Through our produced shows, Om Times offers the opportunity to become a social media TV personality, a radio show host, an Om Times magazine columnist, and a syndicated podcaster, all in one shot. By live streaming your show on Om Times TV and broadcasting it across the extensive Om Times radio and TV networks, you become more than a host. You become an ambassador and a force for positive change. Om Times. Open yourself to the possibilities.
If I could be you, and you could be me for just 1 hour. If we could find a way to get inside each other's minds.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
walk a mile in my shoes. Well, before you abuse, criticize, and accuse, walk a mile in my shoes.
All right, we're back. And we have Bunny Sings Wolf, and she just gave us her incredible story on her new diagnosis that she has hit full force with a pure meat diet, and how her cancer was gone within 3 weeks. But did you have any, I think as I was discussing with you, some people say, as you eat is how you think. And when you're eating an all vegetable diet, that is how some perceive you are thinking in a level of harmony with peace and love. I would have to say, as a plant person, I have extreme stress when I have a sick plant. And I know that plants can feel emotion as well. So when I do see my vegetarian friends, I think, yeah, but what about when you kill the plant? What about when you pick the plant? You're still killing it. You're still eating it. It's not being able to live its natural life. So how do you feel now that the changes with having a full meat diet have affected you?
Well, when I was in ceremony years ago, I was given my Lakota name, Machichana Sugmanatu Lowombe. My given name is Bunny. And so I've always been called Bunny. But the Lakota name is Bunny Sings Wolf, Bunny that sings like a wolf. And one of my, when I was doing music concerts, one of my fans had written to me saying, "It takes many crushed bunny hearts to feed a well-fed wolf." And in my vegetarian state, I was a bunny. Pretty, you know, hiding in the darkness, you know, which is the way you survive. It's a good thing, and it's healthy for a bunny to eat the plants. But to become the warrior wolf and the teacher and the one that travels, I realize now, looking back, that turning to a carnivore cleared the brain fog, cleared the fear out totally. It's helped me to become my higher self. And when the brain fog was gone, I could see more clearly how much in my entire life I have been lied to, manipulated by the powers that be. We all have. We've lived in this little happy little bunny dream state, thinking hiding in the bushes and you know, nibbling on the grass is life. But if we are to survive,
bunnies can be very submissive too.
Exactly. Peaceable. You don't fight with too many.
Peaceable,
you know,
gentle, loving.
That's our survival. Running and hiding. But now we're at the place where we can't run and hide anymore. There's nowhere to run. There's nowhere to hide. They are taking over everything. And our wolf has to come out, and we have to be warriors for life. And the meat has given me that clear thinking and long vision. I'm in the daylight now as a wolf. I'm traveling. I'm watching out for the weak and the aged and the future generations, and the details of what it takes to be a global community.
It's like you just realize at a certain point that certain behaviors are unacceptable. As a warrior, you cannot and will not stand and allow things to treat you anything more than how you feel inside. Tell me about being a warrior woman.
Well, it's learning that your yes can really mean yes, and yes with all the abandonment and abundance there is, and our no needs to mean no. And it takes strength to say no. I don't agree with that. I honor you for your opinion, and I love you for the opportunity for me to learn from your opinion, but we are all unique beautiful gifts to life. And we're all here to teach one another and to share the oneness. And once we pull down the barriers of thinking that we are separate, that oneness will take hold. And it's a warrior of life. And our ideas of warriors is tainted like everything else that we've been taught by the
especially as women
culture. Yeah. And men too. Men, the idea of warrior is to be a fighter, you know, strength. But our strength is our love, and quantum, the quantum physics is proving this. I'm showing that in my app. I'm bringing all the science in now that shows that love energy is way more powerful than anything, any weapon, any thought, any fear. And so my challenge in my life has been every moment of every day, is this thought based on fear or is it based on love? And I'm amazed how much of my thought process was based on fear. And I still struggle with it every day because we have been so programmed and things will trigger it just like that. And fear is what creates war. Fear is what creates anger, frustration, overwhelm, disease. All those things are fear-based. When we can each individually become warriors of life and engage in the abundance of love and in inclusiveness and compassion, then we'll resonate with all those little feeling plants and the trees and the grass, and we appreciate it. Everything is sentient out there. Everything is feeling, and when we feel with it, we join that oneness. And the beauty of life reveals itself in ways we never could imagine. And quantum physics is proving this now. So do the research, do the math, because what we knew when we were 5 years old, when we knew that this was an injustice or that didn't make sense, or why are they teaching me this? And then we turned in on ourselves because we're naturally peaceable. So we're not going to blame somebody else for this. We're going to say, I must have done something wrong to deserve this kind of treatment. This is the place we need to walk now and hold that love power as a loving, compassionate, wise parent of future generations and say, I'm not living in fear anymore. We're going to hold hands around the Tree of Life, which actually happens to be Devil's Tower National Monument. My ancestors have passed down stories for centuries that it used to be a giant tree. It was a tree of life. And this is why Indigenous people have had ceremonies there for centuries, to bring healing and wholeness and to bring humanity back into that oneness. They've been praying for thousands of years at this place for this. And it has a power and it speaks for itself, even though it's just a stump left. It's a big stump, and it has, I've talked to so many people from other countries who've been here, when I come here, I just want to pray, and I'm not a religious person, you know, am I worshiping the devil? No. This is a healing place, and the first step of healing is recognizing the fear, which causes the disease, which causes the pain and the suffering. That suffering is a gift from Creator to say, we've gone the wrong direction. Your body isn't working right now because you need to change something to make it work in harmony with the rest of the abundance of nature. So the first step of saying, I'm sorry. Second is to say, please forgive me and let it go. Forgive yourself. Forgive all the bad habits, the misinformation that we believe, the blindness, the sleepiness, the bunny hiding it. Forgive the bunny and become the wolf, because that's what's going to create the I love you, that power of love that we can embrace together. And thank you. We live in love and gratitude, and that heals the whole world. But we have to get rid of the disease first. And right now we're in that messy part. We're pushing out the pus of all the crap that we have collected as humans on this material world all the crap we've collected that isn't working and won't work until we get rid of it. We recognize it as disease, and then start to forgive ourselves for being so stupid, for falling for it for so long. And that's my journey too. I have to really, I mean, I always thought I was walking my walk, but I was living by the old paradigm, the belief systems we've all been educated to accept as truth. And now all the new science is showing us totally wrong. We've been down the wrong path.
So one of the things,
back our way back to the to focus, like a sailboat. We say, that's where we're going. Okay, it's kind of messy here. Yeah, I got to do that. Okay. But keep your eye on the prize, which is actually life. And life is balanced, harmony, abundance, peace every time.
One of the things that I know that we discussed that I think is a huge one in everybody's life is fear of bad gossip, fear of unfair accusations. Mm-hmm. I would say that that goes along with social networking and people's desire to have as many likes as they possibly can and have a huge following, and to know that when they look on that site, they're going to see 25 new. It all seems to go along with this, yes, I'm a bunny and I need recognition from you to make me feel strong as a warrior. But how do people get around fear of bad gossip at work, fear of that sense of false accusations? How do we get around that?
Again, it's love, because that fear has been fed into us by the dominant cultures to keep us tapped down so we don't recognize our power in love. And so recognize the fear of displeasing people, or not being accepted by them, or being threatened, which my life's been threatened for putting this app up. They say, you're not a real Indian. You don't look Indian. You guys watch too many John Wayne movies. I'm Indian. I just have to be a blonde-haired, blue-eyed one. And there is hardly anybody that could say they're 100% blood quantum. Only dogs and horses have to prove their blood quantum. That's another lie that has confined us as warriors of life to make us believe we aren't the real deal. So we therefore
we're not fitting in.
Yeah,
we're not fitting into that one.
Yeah, you really can't be a wolf because you've been a bunny. That's like, really?
So what is your attitude when people say that to you?
I love them. I send them love and gratitude. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for hating me so much. I embrace you with blankets of love, because your hatred is making me stronger to be the love I claim.
How is that happening?
Represent. You have to be that love, and you embrace them because you realize they are terrified. They feel so terrified in their life, they have to squash another human being down in order to make themselves feel higher. And so I'm thankful because they picked on me, because I'm strong enough to love them. I'm strong enough to move beyond that, forgive it, forget it, move that toxic thing out of the way. My focus is over here. And maybe someday they'll look back and they'll realize that that doesn't work for them. It'll never work for them. And that's not the way to have power. So we are teased to believe that those people that threaten our life are somehow more powerful than us, because we always have been
politics
thinking the bully always wins, right? Wrong. The bully does not win. Mother Nature wins. Life wins always, because life is the only thing that has any action. Death is gone. There's no
action. Would you say that your attitude towards kicking the cancer out of your body is the same as kicking bad gossip and bad accusations out of your life?
It's the same process. Love the problems so that you can discover the solutions And there's a lot of them out there, but we get blind to do that because we're so distracted. Raiders of the Lost Ark, you know, of the movie. The guy's being chased by this huge guy with a big knife, and he's going like that. And the guy's looking at him going, I'm in real trouble. And then he realizes, oh, I have a gun. Bang, end of story. We have to remember we have the greatest power, no matter how scary that opponent looks and how ugly and stinky and bad. We can love it down to the size of a pea in a moment of decision that love's going to be my power. Love's going to be my power. And what would love do? In the past, people said, what would Jesus do? Or what would Gandhi do in this situation? But until we make it ours and we decide for ourselves, what am I going to do in this situation to make it love energy? Then we've lost the opportunity to learn from that scary lesson, you know.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Bunny. It's been great. And so we're learning how to walk our talk. We're learning how a bad cancer and bad gossip can be much alike, in that we either accept it and shrivel, or we fight it like a warrior. We learn that the walking the talk is all about being as strong as we were when a lot of us were 5 years old, and how that was our true nucleus before the beating down and fear began.
We're spiritual beings having that. A physical experience. And you're all invited for free to join me at Indigenous Healing. It's a downloadable on Apple or Google stores. All the science is there in the first few lessons or chapters of it. And in the towards the end, I'm going to be putting in all the Indigenous wisdom from many cultures, from many wisdom keepers who survived this huge dominant culture and still kept the old ways. And then you'll see how this isn't woo-woo stuff, people. This is real. The quantum field is an energy resonance that we can find that oneness in within ourselves first, and then joining with all of humanity together in a global movement for peace, true peace and happiness, so that all can thrive, all our relations can thrive. And that's the grass and the trees and the deer and the antelope and the buffalo and the giraffes, as well as all of our human family of all skin colors and races and cultures. We can make the decision to love, and we can get along with each other. What a concept.
Yeah, what a concept. Well, I tell you what, I was going to ask you one question. This, first of all, I want to say thank you, Bunny. And you're always wonderful when you come and visit at my little shack here, my she shack. And I enjoyed also the fact that I was able to see your backdrop. So I love you. And I'm going to ask you, when you are speaking or singing or whatever, what do you use for your voice beforehand? Do you ever find that when you eat, your voice has more phlegm, is less quality? Or do you have cold drinks, hot drinks? What do you personally do for your voice?
I don't think I do anything. I don't think of anything particular. I think it's just like this morning, I do my regular routine. I just love. I think just being grateful for every moment that changes a voice, that changes a heart, it changes a mental thing, it changes the excuses that we all have that keep us from doing what's good for ourselves.
Do you feel that your voice has changed as you get older?
It probably
has. Are you hitting the high notes? Are you hitting the high notes as well as you used to?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, but I'm finding that my deeper voice is becoming my more resonating dominant.
Yeah.
And I think that's my connection to
your roots.
Mother Earth, and the resonance that vibrates through the universe at this time. And the high notes,
I like,
are
that
important
thought
too, but the deeper notes, I think, have to do with peace and harmony. And there's so much chaos out there, and fireworks, and those are the high notes that have gone ballistic, you know? So, I think that we it's time for a little lower note, a little more calm, a little
I'm not. I used to be sad that a lot of my high notes left my life, and my singing notes, because I used to be a performer as well. And I was with another woman, and we were, I was singing her some of the songs I had written. And I was sad to see that from not singing for so long, that I had empowered my speaking voice and I had mushed my singing voice. You know what I mean? The singing voice and the speaking voice go by two different organisms. That's one thing you do. You sing every day, don't you?
I sing in my heart. I have not gone back to singing, playing my guitar and my flutes yet, because I need to get this app put out. I'm putting a lot of my recorded music to videos with pictures to go with them, because that's part of the lessons. Each song came with a dream lesson, so I'm hoping the pictures will speak. And art and music speaks to the heart much better than singing or a coaching, so that's my theory. But
you haven't been singing lately?
No, not very much. No,
don't
not.
Go too long, girl, because I'm telling you, you will lose your high notes if you don't do it.
I think I sing when I'm driving. Yeah,
I do too. And I sing to my animals and I'm feeding them and things like that. But that's not professional singing. I used to have a real thing about people would say, "Sing us a song, Annie," and I think, oh, and then all of a sudden I'd get stage fright, because I was, what do you mean sing them, put me on a stage, give me a microphone, give me something professional, I'll sing you a song that'll blast you away, but ask me to sit there on the ground and sing you a song? It was like all of a sudden I became afraid. And I became afraid of my voice, and I never figured that out.
Yeah, because you know why? And I was the same way. Every time I'd dream a song, the next morning I'd feel so little and so worthless, and I'd question my whole life for 3 days after that song came. And I thought, why should I? Because it's not my song. It just came through me. Why am I ashamed? It's because it puts you down to your natural self, and we're more afraid of our natural self than anything else, which is really a heartache. So I would tell you that as a grandmotherly age that we are, whether you're a real grandmother with grandchildren or not, it's that wisdom time in our lives when Creator makes our voice deeper, because we need to resonate with life for future generations. And so honor the fact that you can't sing those high notes, because the notes that you have are the most important ones for the young ones to hear now.
Thank you guys for joining at the Calling of Light, and see you next time with another Quantum Healer.